What to do, where to go? There are lots of questions you need to ask before the weekend comes. I'm Jen Nathan Orris. Stay tuned to Calcast from the Mountain Express and Asheville FM for all the answers. If you've ever picked up a compass and still lost your way, head out to the Parkway Visitor Center in Asheville for orienteering fun. It's geared towards kids, but everyone is invited. That's on Thursday at 7 p.m. It's free, but registration is required. For more information, call 298-5330. Learn about the world's oldest performing whale and the theme park industry at a screening of Lolita, Slave to Entertainment. It'll be held at Firestorm Cafe and Books in Asheville on Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information, visit firestormcafe.com. On Thursday from 7:30 to 9 p.m., the American Glass Guild will ask, "Is this what my stained glass is supposed to look like?" If you've ever picked up an old stained glass window at a salvage yard and wondered if it's a good deal, come out to the Crown Plaza Resort. For more information, visit AmericanGlassGuild.org. Go international without leaving town at a Parade of Nations. It's part of Folkmoot USA International Festival and will take place on Main Street in downtown Waynesville. It's free and starts at 12:30 p.m. on Friday. There's a full schedule of all the Folkmoot events, and there are plenty, at FolkmootUSA.org. Women will lose their clothes and gather up their courage at the third production of Naked Girls Reading. Smart and beautiful women will read from their favorite biographies on Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. You must be 18 or older, and it's not for the squeamish. It'll be held at Anam Cara Collective in West Asheville. And for more information, call 545-3861. See clowns, comedy, and aerialists take flight at the New Orleans Bingo Show. This comedy troupe started out at the back of a fried chicken shack, and now they've traveled the world. You won't want to miss this offbeat comedy, silent film, and more. The show runs Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Magnetic Field in the River Arts District. For more information, visit themagneticfield.com. It's Mountain Dulcimer Week. Don't miss the last day to learn about these traditional stringed instruments. There will be a concert, classes, and dulcimer repairs at Western Carolina University. For a complete schedule, call 227-2479. All aboard Train History Day at the Cradle of Forestry in the Pisgah National Forest. See historic photos, film footage, and visit an antique train in person. That's on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And for more information, visit cradleofforestry.org. Be political without entering the voting booth on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. The Buncombe County Republican Party will host a cookout and a trip to see the Asheville tourists. All are welcome, even if you're not a registered Republican. Come to the ballpark at 5:30 for the cookout and stick around for the game, which starts at 7 p.m. For more information, call 702-0365. Hear compositions from throughout Mozart's life at Mozart Fest. It'll be held at the First Presbyterian Church of Weaverville to benefit the Joyful Noise Camp Scholarship Fund. That's on Saturday at 8 p.m. For more information, visit joyfulnoisecenter.org. Pints for Panthertown will feature music, beer, and food to benefit the conservation group Friends of Panthertown. That'll be on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Soul Infusion Tea House and Bistro in Silva. For more information, call 269-HIKE. Clarinetist Fred Lemons will perform works by Brahms, Bernstein, and Saint-Saëns as part of Classicopeia's Summer Sonata series. Concerts run Friday through Sunday at White Horse Black Mountain, a private home in Givens Estates, and the Altamont Theater. Visit classicopeia.org for times and a full schedule. There will be an easy one-mile hike to identify birds at the Lake James State Park on Sunday at 9 a.m. Meet at the trailhead at Paddy's Creek Bridge. For more information, call 584-7728. Chill out and focus your mind at Meditation in the Park with the People's Ashram. That's Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. Bring a mat and stay for 20 minutes or 2 hours. It'll be held at the French Broad River Park in Asheville, and for full information, visit mountainx.com and search for Meditation in the Park. That's it for CalCast, the community calendar podcast from the Mountain Express and Asheville FM. There are more events than we can possibly name here, so check out mountainx.com for a full list. Catch you next week!